You can make great wine, but if you can't sell it, you're nowhere.
You know, I'm the guy that loves the cat piss descriptor.
To be a winemaker, you need to be a little bit crazy.
If we really do want to spend 20 hours a day here through harvest, why not have as much fun playing and doing as much different things as we can?
It's definitely different every single year.
We make a white Barbera, which is called Carica l'Asino, which, by the way, means load the donkey, and we don't know why.
We say, so drink the wine. That's kind of our motto here at Life Between the Vines. One of the cool things about wine, besides drinking it, is the people you drink it with. And the stories you hear and tell with wine all come together to make every bottle unique. Discovering and tasting wine shouldn't be a homework assignment. And we believe that the people who are closest to wine have the best stories. So open a bottle.
And welcome to podcast number 277. This week we feature Vinolingo Part 6. You've heard the words, now hear the meaning behind the words. Vinolingo is a fun and popular section of our podcast. This is where winemakers define the terms you've heard for years but didn't know the meaning of, or words you never have expected to hear come from the mouth of a winemaker. Unvarnished Vinolingo. Listen.
My name's Alex Ryan, President and CEO of Duckhorn Wine Company. And the term that is most dear to my heart these days is wine tourism. Wine tourism is the lifestyle that people want to be part of who are not living in the industry, in which come to Napa Valley, come to Sonoma County, come to wine country, any up and down the West Coast, anywhere in the world, as a matter of fact, and experience the wine lifestyle. The wine lifestyle is more than just wine. Wine lifestyle is the food, the climate, the camaraderie, the diet. Diet and food's a little different. You know, the Mediterranean component, where most great high-end luxury wines are grown around the world. And you bundle that all together, and it's an exquisite feeling and lifestyle of healthy mind, healthy conversations, healthy friendships, healthy eating and drinking. And I call it the wine lifestyle, and it is, I think it's been embraced by the baby boomers. In our world, the evolution of its embracement, if that's a word, by the next most meaningful generation to follow, really is the millennials, is something that we're all cultivating. And so my hope is, if experiential lifestyle events are important to someone like millennials, or anyone for that matter, the wine lifestyle is something that you should participate in.
Okay, I'm David Namarnik. I'm the founder of Oloro Vineyard and the vineyard manager. And my word we use around the winery that's appropriate for Oloro is FIBS, F-Y-B. Stands for effing yellow bins. They are little bins that we pick the grapes into. They protect the grapes from being crushed and damaged. So we love them because we pick small lots, small section of rows at a time, but they're a pain to work with. We literally have a love-hate relationship with FIBS. But that is our word that we use, so I'll use that for today.
I'm Armando Castagnidi. I'm one of the owner of Tenuta Sant'Antonio. It is a winery in a particular place in the Valpolicella area. Valpolicella is the name of the area, but it is a word made with from historic Latinum languages, three different words. It's a valle, poli, cella. Valle, it is a valle, it is a valley, it means valley. Poli, polis, then many, cella, cellar. This place, it was already popular from a long time. There are some particular document of a Roman time where there was this place that was popular because it was a valley of many cellar. Valpolicella is the name of the place and the region where we produce this wine.
So I'm Chris Madrigal with Madrigal Family Winery, and my wine word is madrigal. You know, growing up, nobody could pronounce it. It wasn't a very abundant last name. And, you know, the true way to pronounce it is madrigal. Nobody in the United States could pronounce it that way. But madrigal is a type of music from the Renaissance. And growing up, didn't mean anything to me. You get in the wine business and all of a sudden it's kind of a cool last name, you know, Renaissance and music, and really neat because we've actually gone back to the original town of Madrigal in Spain and been able to trace, my family's from Mexico, but the town of Madrigal exists and it's a very cool place. If you ever want to go to a small town that has a lot of historical significance, it's called Madrigal de las Altas Tordes, and it's where Queen Isabella was baptized and married. So very cool, Madrigal.
My name is Melissa Burr, director of winemaking here at Stiller Family Estate. And the question is, what words define wines sometimes? And so there's a lot of words for a wine that's stinky that we use as winemakers, and some of them are kind of fun to throw around. But basically what we're looking for is any kind of sulfide issues that might occur in wine from various reasons, so we can mitigate them. So that is something that pops up for us at times, is ways to define stinky wines. Not that I've ever had any, but if I did.
Hi, I'm Chris Williams from Brooks Winery, Amity, Oregon, Willamette Valley. Pinot Noir and Riesling, it's our big thing. So Oregon wine to me. What is Oregon wine to me? Oregon wine to me, I've been around the industry since the late 90s, and it was really about community. So a lot of the reason I'm here today making the wine still at this wonderful facility is because of the community and the people that came together in Oregon. So back in that period of time, there were about 200 different wineries in the area. We all really kind of knew each other, had a good idea of what kind of was going on, and we all benefited when one of us did well. So it was always fun to not only feel like when you did something good, you were doing something good for yourself, but you really felt like you were doing something good for the industry. In that about 10, 15 year period of time, we've really seen how much the industry has grown and kind of exploded. And so to me, it's fun to see that what we thought was a good base of community and helping each other out really turned into something that was super beneficial for the entire industry. And it really was good for Oregon wine. So for me, if I was to pick one word again to describe Oregon wine, it would just be community.
My name is Joe Wright. I'm the winemaker here at Left Coast Cellars. And my word today is Pinot Meunier. We grow 3 acres of Pinot Meunier here at Left Coast Cellars, but we use primarily for our sparkling wine program. That said, on really warm years, we've made some incredible still red wine out of it. Pinot Meunier is one of three that I know of, the noble grapes of Champagne. Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Pinot Meunier are what are typically blended for sparkling wines out of Champagne. I do also know that the Meunier, and because I've made one specifically for sparkling wine, is definitely adds the structure, the backbone. It's the core of texture in sparkling wine, in my opinion. Pinot Meunier is Meunier.
Hi, I'm Casey Stringer from Stringer Cellars. My wine term is feral. I love making Syrah. I've been using Syrah grapes from cold climate vineyards in Mendocino County, and they can be downright feral sometimes. And I describe that word to, you know, when I'm tasting with people, and just say it's the wild, sweaty, stinky, bloodiness that cold climate Syrah can sometimes get. I love it. Sometimes people don't get it, but that's my kind of wine.
I'm Alex Sokolblasser, the winemaker here at Sokolblasser Winery. The wine technical term I am going to use today, it's a very technical term, and it describes wine that is not good. And what we, how we say that here at Sokolblasser is we call it weasel piss. So when you're drinking a wine and it's just putting the hurt on you, you say, I don't know how quite to describe this other than weasel piss. There you go. Use it at your leisure.
Thanks for listening, and remember to like us on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube channel.
Life Between the Vines is produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Theme song and original music written and recorded by Tim Dondarevo. Our host is Kay Paskoff. Our graphics and website specialist is Lawton Hall. Our web geek is Dan Gieschen. Photos by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2018.